This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time now for another visit on Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen. Sometimes I refer to myself as Dr. Steffen, Doc Steffen, like Doc Hollywood. Doc Radio here with a real doctor. Dr. Stockwell is a chiropractor. He's a doctor of orthopedics. Is that what DO means? Ortho of something or other.
Yeah, no, except I'm a DC.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
A D.O. Right, so is an osteopath.
That's right. Okay, got it. D.C. Doctor of Chiropractic.
There you go.
Upper cervical is his focus. He's GAPS practitioner. Practices with his wife, Mary, and a great staff in Salt Lake City. Lots of questions this week, as usual, from people who are interested in Jack's perspective on things. You can get a pretty clear perspective, actually, on things by going to Jack's website, which is ForbiddenDoctor.com. Okay, so I got a question for you as we start our this opportunity of us staying together and being together and helping people. I just sat down in front of my microphone in my studio with all of my tools, computers, microphones, switches, everything around me. And as I leaned over to pick up a file on you, my neck, right at where it meets my shoulder, where that whatever that bump is that's in your, what's that bump in your where your neck meets your shoulder?
Yeah, in the very back center of your neck.
Yeah, right. That
that's
bump.
Usually that's called the VP, the vertebral prominence, the prominent vertebra. It's usually either C7 or T1,
yeah,
where things pivot there, where the neck pivots on top of the rib cage.
Okay, so why? And what would trigger this if I'm just doing normal movement? And now I feel, this is real life, real time, I feel this strange, almost like a sinus, not pressure, I don't know even how to describe it, except my sinus area has feeling to it, which is unusual. There's a push on the right side of my nostril, and that happened in sort of concurrence to this, whatever this pain is that I have in my neck. Why in the world?
Well, there's some stress there. There's some kind of stress there that when you tipped your head forward and threw, remember, your head weighs about 13, 14 pounds. In your case, a lot more because of the massive brain you have. But it's sitting on top
Dude,
of
that was coming.
Yes,
yeah.
It's sitting on a stack of bones that are only about 2 ounces apiece in weight. Mm-hmm. And the muscles are trying to balance that head on the neck, and when you tipped forward, there's some stress that had to give. And that's probably what you felt was something there at the bottom of the neck slipping or sliding. And by that, I mean less than half a millimeter, an extremely small amount of movement. But something had to take that stress. Now, there are literally millions of nerves that come out of the spinal cord along the rib cage, called the, well, they're it's part of the what's known as the sympathetic chain. It's the part of us, the fight or flight reaction
syndrome,
that we have,
yeah.
Syndrome,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And those nerves go back up through the neck into the head, and they absolutely inundate the sinus cavities, the sinus mucosa.
Really?
And any kind of stimulation.
Now, my ears are bothering me now.
Yeah.
I can feel this thing going up into my...
Yeah.
I can't remember ever having this feeling before. It just came bingo.
Well, guess who you need to come and see?
I know. I got that.
Yeah, you got
to
come and see me. However, some stress triggered a minor movement that triggered a nerve reaction. Those nerves inundate the ear canal, the inner ear mechanism. They control blood flow to the head as well as the face and sinus mucosa. And so that you're feeling a reaction to that. It'll calm down.
The carotid arteries control blood flow to your brain.
Well,
is it different about your head versus your brain?
Yeah, but no. Well, yes, there's a difference between inside the skull and outside the skull for the scalp and stuff. The carotids deliver the blood, but the nervous system controls the flow of the blood. And in the sense of causing arteries to dilate or constrict, depending on what kind of nerve stimulus is going on at a particular time, you know, whether you're in a high-tense, high-stress moment where part of the blood to the body slows down a lot to make sure there's plenty of blood to the heart and lungs and the brain to keep you alert. And then there's the rest and digest aspect of the nervous system where things slow down.
As you're describing this, I now feel it in the temporal side.
Yeah.
It's moved from my sinus.
It's a cascade.
My ears to now into my temple, whatever that feeling is that I'm describing. And meanwhile, if I put my head back, I always sit up straight, very straight, very conscious of my posture when I'm on the air, and I'm trying to be more cautious when I'm driving. And when whether I'm on a tractor or in the car, I drove 1,000 miles over the weekend. I was very conscious of how I sat in the seat. Now I've got a tingle in my right arm down in my hand.
Yeah. Well, all the nerves to your arms come out of your neck, starting at about
not bothering on the left side. It's just the right side. I'm turning my head. You know how I have limited mobility turning my head to the right. When you see me, you try to turn me left. But now I can hardly turn my head to the right at all without it being painful in that lower part of my neck.
Well, do I need to get on to AmericanAirlines.com and find the next flight out here?
We meet in Chicago.
We could do that. I like Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway.
Well, you need some attention because there's some stress locking up in the neck. Obviously, it should not be doing that when you tip your head forward. Mm-hmm. So there's some stress in there that needs to be relieved, and a very minor, painless correction to the spine can fix that for you.
Well, that's what NUCA chiropractors do. Also, if you have a really good physical therapist, that kind of work can be done by them. Maybe if you have a good basic contractor, chiropractor, you can have them examine this sort of thing. But I'll see how, you know, I have to be on a tractor. I've got usually 3 or 4 hours worth of work to do after I get off the air. Then I go get on my tractor. And I spent, 4 or 5 hours on a tractor yesterday. And you know, you're bouncing around, but I've been doing that all my life, so it's not like there's something new there, and it doesn't usually react. I remember when I had the sciatic problems a number of years ago, and I couldn't, it was very hard for me to sit, to find a comfortable position, and that between you and what the other practitioner, the physical therapist did, got me out of that, so I don't have problems.
Yeah, sciatic is really a pretty easy thing to fix. However, with years of sitting in a tractor, your body, the muscle tone, has a way of adapting itself to that constant stress pattern so that, you know, just another guy coming off the street right now that jumps in the tractor seat for 4 hours of work is going to wish he had never seen a tractor. Whereas you can go out there because your body's adapted to it, the muscles, the tone, the ligaments, the tendons, are very familiar and schooled to that kind of pressure and stress you place upon it as you do your work, and it's a much more survivable experience for you than it would be for the average person.
Hi, Dr. Jack here, discussing very intricate workings of my body, your body, our bodies. Good Day Health Time is 15 past the hour. It's time for you to clean your teeth. There are a lot of products on the market today. Way that you get around the bad stuff is to understand what the good stuff is and how they all work. So I know this is an ad for a product. So we're going to tell their side of the story, but I will tell you I've tried different ways, and I bet Jack has too, and his wife Mary, all of us have an interest in keeping a nice white smile. So we try different things. Well, in this circumstance, nothing works like power swabs. Nothing, because there's no other product on the market that is all natural. They will extract the stains from your teeth, from the enamel, from whatever the various, whatever you've got in your mouth, crowns, caps, veneers. The enamel, that the surface has stains, you need to get the stains off of or out of, not away from. If you brush with those toothpastes that say, oh, whiten your teeth, this stuff. Yeah, but you're eating away at all the enamel. And that's what most of those things, the strips and the trays, they do the same thing. They eat away at the enamel, so your teeth are more vulnerable to cavities. You don't want that. What you want is white, a white smile, white teeth, and you get that way with an all-natural approach, and that's what Power Swabs is and does. Call 800-208-1797 right now while you're thinking about it, and order your Power Swabs. Get cleaner, whiter teeth. Just same as you get at the dentist, only a lot cheaper. I'm not going to pay the dentist to do the same thing. You can do it on your own. Call 800-208-1797 right now. This is something that last year, when you get it done, 4 or 5 years probably, unless you keep drinking lots of wine and coffee and tea. That's what stains up your mouth, the smoking. Ugh. All right, so let's clean them up. Only available, this offer, only available. The offer is half the retail price for DJV listeners. Use the code DJV when you call for Power Swabs at 800-208-1797.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
Flour is the sifted meal from grains, nuts, seeds, and legumes. That's why there can be a lot of variety of flour in the grocery store.
Dietitian Anya Guy says one healthy pick is flour that's labeled 100% whole wheat. That means you're getting three parts of the grain, the endosperm, the bran, and the germ.
Whole wheat flour would be better for your health because it is encompassing the whole grain, which is fiber.
With more people searching for gluten-free options, non-wheat flour like almond, chickpea, coconut, and soy are gaining popularity. Guy says these flours offer different elasticities and textures.
If you're just starting out experimenting with different flours, try doing a bread or a muffin with a non-wheat type of flour and see how it turns out.
And Guy says no matter which you pick, to keep your flour fresher longer, store it in the fridge in an airtight container. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
I'm always talking about the fabulous products that are at ForbiddenDoctor.com, including the fabulous podcast that there are 100 and some odd of them that Jack and Mary have put together. This is all a public service, all good for you. We have a podcast, too, of the conversations that Jack and I have together at GoodDayHealthShow.com. GoodDayHealthShow.com. The one that's in there right now, we try to clarify all the confusion about hemp in the marketplace. There's a new study we talk about adding even more confusion over the good versus bad effect of eating eggs. You know how I love to tease Jack and Mary about their raw eggs and their all of their smoothies. The word from Dr. Jack is that the pros outweigh the cons when it comes to eggs. I got that. Dr. Jack also in the current podcast talks about a new product that's 95% effective for heartburn. And then we talk about what negative effects does spray tanning have on your body. I think that's pretty easy. Everything that you do with a spray on your body like that's going to hurt you. And also, we talk about a scientific evidence. There's scientific evidence that proves spending 120 minutes a week in nature is really good for your health. Lots of things. The focus is clear. GoodDayHealthShow.com. Pick up all of that stuff in condensed fashion. The answer to lots of questions all there. Check it out every week, the podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Good day, health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell on the air talking about the things that are important. I am one who believes in physician-assisted suicide. Now, I don't know whether we talk about good doctors or regular doctors or your kind. You know, people don't think you're a regular doctor, whatever that. A regular doctor is an MD. You're a DO. Are you DO or DC?
DC.
Okay, so doctors are doctors as far as I'm concerned, and there's an obligation I think that doctors have to help people, and even though it's illegal in the United States, although it is, some states are passing laws now to allow physician-assisted suicide, and more of that is going to be available to more Americans. I'm wondering whether people will choose it, or even if they don't choose it, it ought to be something. It's legal in Europe, England. I know a lot of people that were my friends in England that have died. They've committed suicide because they didn't want to suffer with whatever it was that was ailing them. So they just said, okay, I'm 84. I don't want to live anymore. Here, I'm going to take this cocktail, and I'll see you all in the next life. So it's sad for a little bit until you realize, you know, when you're...
Would you put an age limit on that?
I don't,
you know, like, you've got
to
be...
For me, you mean, or for... It's for, not no, up to me. For anybody else,
no,
not
if
my
it was
business.
A law, if it was a
no,
law, would you
I don't think
up,
it's... Yeah, there should be no age on it, and there's none of anybody else's business. You want to off yourself... And by the way, once you off yourself, if it's illegal, what are they going to do to you after you're dead? I mean, it's so stupid. This is illegal. Well, it's illegal for a doctor. Like, has anybody ever come to you and said, hey, Jack, I want you to help me. I've got bad cancer, or I can't stand... Whatever, I just want to go. So, have you ever been asked to do that?
Yeah, once. I was.
And,
once.
And what did
you
do?
I said, go to Oregon. It's illegal in Oregon. It's legal.
Yeah.
Now, that was a few years ago. I know that there's other states that have made it
yep,
legal.
Yeah.
I, you know,
Maine has.
I have a real hard problem with it, to tell you the truth.
Because
my job is to restore life. No,
yeah,
no. My job is to restore life and to promote healing outside of the standard medical propaganda,
yeah,
because there are people who think they're on the dead end road and there's nothing ahead of them but suffering and death. And when they start doing the kinds of things that Mary and I have been promoting for two decades now, their life turns around. I got a fellow who was told he had myonecrosis, which is a breakdown of the muscles because of advanced diabetes. Yeah. 3 weeks. I saw him yesterday. This is the third week now. His leg pain is completely gone, that the MDs told him he would probably end up having his leg taken off. And his morning blood sugar has dropped from the high 100s to the low 100s without changing his diabetes medication. And he owes it all to the correction to the spine that I've done and following Mary's protocols for diabetes. Now, he was headed down a dead-end street. Now, with that having been said, I know that there's also horrible conditions like Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. And I suspect if I had that, we haven't been able to help ALS. I mean, ALS is a death sentence. And I probably just might opt for that way to get out of here instead of going through what I have seen in some people, the most horrible death process you can imagine. So, you know, I swing back and forth, but for the most part, it's hard for me to just make a statement, yes, I support assisted suicide. Well, yeah, in some cases, maybe, but
that's
most of
very
them.
Thoughtful. That's a very, very thoughtful answer, by the way, very thoughtful answer. Coming up in the next half hour, a discussion from a question, actually, that was sent in by Gary, who wants to know about eggs and whether there's an increased risk of heart problems, especially if you're a diabetic, if you're eating eggs. So we'll delve into that. It's a pretty explicit question. We answer your questions. You can send them along to me, Doug at Doug Steffen, or Twitter account at Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health at 28 past the hour.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Five current and former State Department staffers have been barred from giving statements as part of the House impeachment investigation. The depositions were scheduled to run through October 10th. Lawmakers are doubting any State Department officials will show up, given the forceful statements from Secretary Mike Pompeo. In a letter to the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, he said there's no legal basis for the committee's threat, that the failure of the officials to meet their timeline for documents and testimony would constitute obstruction of the impeachment inquiry. Former Republican Chris Collins of New York has pleaded guilty to insider trading charges. During the congressional picnic at the White House, he admitted to making a call to his son, telling him about a failed drug trial which he served on the board of that company that allowed his son and associates to dump stock. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Stockwell knows what he's talking about. He's here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. We're focused on the stories, the questions, the answers, the things that come about as a result of sometimes really silly news articles. The podcast that we have on Good Day Health featuring Dr. Jack, he has two. He's really very special. He has one that he does on his own website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. And then the GoodDayHealthShow.com website features some of the best tips, the information, the helpful approach that he takes, and Ken Kronhaus as well. For example, on the most recent podcast for Jack, we talk about the difference between prebiotics and probiotics. Very important distinction, prebiotics, probiotics, confusing for a lot of people. And we talk about seafoods that contain the most and the least mercury. That info in the current podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com. And then a warning about vitamin D. Before you start taking it, be sure to check the ingredients because of what we were just talking about a few minutes ago here. The difference in the supplements, whether they are pure, whether they are not pure. That's really it. It comes out of a factory. You don't want it. We also talk about the studies using electrical implants in women who have damaged brains and what's happening. There's a new Texas law demanding studies on all vaccines, partially because you can't sue the manufacturers. And that brings me, why? How did these guys convince the government to make them prove how they're immune? It's like the government. You can't sue the government. You can't. These drug companies are as big and important, apparently, they think they are, and the government thinks they are, so you can't sue
them. Blackmail. It was a blackmail job.
Oh, yeah.
It happened in 1986 with the Vaccine Safety Act, signed by Ronald Reagan into law. Mm-hmm. And it simply was that the vaccine companies were going broke, if you can imagine that, the pharmaceutical companies, because they were being sued every time they turn around because of the vaccine-damaged children, which to this day they still say vaccines are safe, which is nonsense. The government has paid out nearly $4 billion
now. Can you say that? But wait a minute. That's the thing that gets people confused, because you say, and you, it would seem to the unschooled ear, you're saying all vaccines are not necessary, which is counterintuitive for some, even though you say, well, polio was wiped out before the vaccine came out.
Yeah.
It's, you're not saying that people shouldn't take the polio vaccine because I don't want to have people walk away with that impression from you.
I'm not saying that at all.
There are some vaccines that are necessary.
The position that Mary and I take, and we're often accused of a bunch of stuff, is informed consent.
Oh, you're accused of being a quack. That's what you're accused of. You are. You're a quack.
Well, of course.
Okay.
I'm constantly accused of that because I don't dish out the party line.
Right. You're a quack.
Yeah, I mean, I was
Jack
kind of a quack when I was in the first grade. I've been in trouble ever since I started school. I never swallowed the party line at all. However, back in 1986, the pharmaceutical companies went to Congress and said, protect us from all these lawsuits or we'll stop making vaccines, period. And, of course, the law came out that said you can't sue a vaccine company. And, of course, that's when hundreds of vaccines started showing up left and right. And remember, they're biological entities. They're not drugs. They do not have to go through the same safety standards that a drug does. And all Mary and I are proposing is informed consent. Just as any other medical procedure is performed, you have to sign informed consent papers ahead of time that you've been told about the risks. I think vaccines should be included in that, and they are not. Parents should be told, yes, these are the advantages of it. These are the disadvantages of it. You make your own decision.
Rather than take some party line. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's all we say. You should know the risks before you do anything. Investing in a stock or you're having mercury or aluminum injected in the body, you should know the risks that are involved.
Let's take this one step further. There was a study released last week in the Journal of Adolescent Health. So basically, if I summarize, it says dietary supplements may raise the death risk in children and teenagers.
Yes.
Now, that on the surface is a ridiculous statement to make, as if what you get out of that headline is that all dietary, it doesn't say all, it doesn't say some, but I know people read it, it should say some dietary supplements may raise death risk in children. But that's not what it says. So it's misleading.
Yes.
On the surface,
but I agree with you.
Go beyond the headline.
It should say some. I agree with you. There are studies. I know that's a scary statement, but there are studies that show that the use of antioxidants, which are almost always synthetic, raise the all-cause mortality numbers, which means you're more likely to die of anything if you take antioxidants every day.
Explain what an antioxidant is, because some people may not even know what it is.
Antioxidants are something that stops the oxidation process, and antioxidants are intended for the food
aging.
Antioxidants are intended for the food in which you find the antioxidant, because it stops the oxidation of that food once it's plucked from the tree or the bush or the vine or whatever else. when you open up the skin of a banana, it's going to start turning brown. That's oxidation. You peel an apple, it's going to start turning brown. That's oxidation. Nature put those antioxidants in those plants to protect the plant, not you. But our marketing departments and advertising departments come out and start talking about, well, you'll turn brown inside like a banana if you don't take these anti. Oh, my goodness. I just laugh my head off when I hear this stuff. Your body makes a very powerful antioxidant called glutathione. And it will do all it needs by itself. It doesn't need all these chemicals to get the job done.
Understanding that oxidation comes in various forms. Slow oxidation as it applies to something other than your body. Rust on a car. Yeah. Rust on steel. Rapid oxidation is fire. Fire is rapidly using oxygen up to change the not the chemical compound, but the construct or whatever. No matter what, when you burn wood, it becomes what it was before it was wood. It becomes ash, goes back into the ground, and the oxygen and the things that are burned out of the wood go up into the atmosphere and are absorbed. But it's going back to its origins. That's, and oxidation is just that process. So I think sometimes we confuse people. Maybe I just did with the statement I just made.
Well, I thought that was very clear.
Oxidation. What oxidation is and what is an I want to prevent the scourge of oxidation on my body. I don't want my skin to get all wrinkled. I found a product the other day that is actually a perfect advertiser. It's called Oxygen Cream. And it's a cream that's full of oxygen, which is what your skin loves. It wants to be fed. Your body wants to be fed oxygen. In fact, the argument could be made, Jack, that there isn't as much oxygen in the air now as there were when the dinosaurs were walking the planet.
Well, we know that. We know that because of soil, deep drilling samples that come out of the earth. We also know that from when they do core drilling in Antarctica or in the Arctic glaciers that have been there for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years, and they pull that ice up and they examine it, and the oxygen content is considerable percentages higher than what we have today.
Yep. All right, there's a new diet. Scientists are trying to figure out how to personalize nutrition, which is something I think you've done in your office already. I didn't go any further than talking to you, because there isn't a single food regimen. All these diets, the keto diet, the Atkins diet, the Mediterranean diet, the diet. Well, it stands to reason, I don't know why I didn't think about this before, but all of our body chemistries are different. So therefore, what you put into your body is going to have a different effect. There are some general things, like you say blueberries are good for your brain or whatever, but generally speaking, if you understand the Human Genome Project and genetic science and that sort of thing, you understand that we all, even though we're the same, we have a different mixture in our bodies. So these DNA-based diets are not for everybody. I guess that would be, that's a statement, but I'm asking it as a question and a manner of speaking. When you go on a diet, you have a personalized diet. You don't follow some routine.
This is where Mary's advice comes in, and she says, except for milled flour and for sugar, you eat what you crave. One morning you might wake up craving bacon and eggs. The next morning you might wake up craving a whole grain heated cereal on the stove with raw milk. Yeah. Another morning you might wake up craving melon. You listen to what your body tells you. If you quiet your mind and listen, and for those cravings, except for milled flour and for sugar, because those things give you instant energy that's not necessarily the best way to do
the
things.
Best kind, right?
Yeah.
All right, there it is.
Listen to what your body craves. Follow your heart. Yeah, just do what your body wants, and you'll find you're eating less, you'll have more energy, and you'll lose weight.
Do you lack the energy to tackle everyday tasks? Do you lack the energy to make love? I guess let's get to the bottom line here. If you're struggling, you're out of shape, you don't have the drive, you don't have the performance that you used to, you see ads all over the internet, this works, that works, we promise, we guarantee, yada, yada, yada. Well, there's an admittance here, harder to stay in shape. We all know that as we get older. Your daily routine may be more difficult now than it was 10 years ago. So let's think about how we can fix that problem with a product called NuGenix. Thanks to NuGenix, you'll feel better because your body will be actually stronger. The ingredients here are all natural. They help to increase the levels of testosterone if you need it. They help you preserve your energy if you need it. They help you preserve your performance if you need it. NuGenix will maximize your energy, increase lean muscle mass, and boost your libido, most importantly. That's why more women are texting FORCE to 321321 than men are, because women know what the benefits are, and they, you know, women want to be romantic as well as men. Text the word FORCE to 321321 and get a free bottle. Yes, a complimentary bottle of NuGenix. Won all kinds of awards for natural help in this department. Text FORCE to 321321. Be on your way to a more confident you. Just text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321321.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
I remember watching my grandmother spend hours doing housework, like washing dishes, doing laundry, and hanging it out to dry. They called it Laundry Day, because that's how long it took. Labor-saving appliances were among the great advancements of the last century, especially washing machines and dishwashers. They freed generations of women from the drudgery of such chores. By 1983, dishwashers could finish in 30 minutes, and laundry took less than an hour. Then the government began regulating water and energy use. Congress adopted federal standards, and today's appliances take 3 times longer. Now, many people wash and dry things twice, so they're not saving water or energy. The government ought to tend to its own dirty laundry and leave mine alone. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive the discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
So the last question here that I have for you in this portion of the Good Day Health Program, Dr. Jack, has to do with sunscreen. Does it reduce your risk? This is skin cancer season. Some people say summertime, you got to cover up, watch your duration of exposure. And yet, on the other hand, we're told, get all the vitamin D you can get. So what the heck are we supposed to do?
Oh, boy. Again, it's...
You got
it's
35 seconds to tell
us that. It's kind of an individual thing, yes. There's no better source of vitamin D than what happens in the skin when the cholesterol in the skin is hit by the sun rays and turns into vitamin D. And vitamin D is so important of all the vitamins, so powerful that some people are considering it a hormone, not just a vitamin, but a hormone, because it has that powerful effect throughout the body. Cancer comes from our diets, pure and simple, outside influence. Cancer is because of the terrible diets we have and the things that we breathe and we eat. The sun does not cause it. The sun can cause skin problems, but if it turns into cancer, it's back to the diet. Whether or not you use sunscreen is an individual thing. We don't use it.
Dr. Jack on Good Day Health.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Time now for us to be focused on your good health. Why not? It's a good, that's an aspiration to have. Good day, health. And Dr. Jack Stockwell here to continue the tradition of focusing on sometimes one story, two stories. And so here's, as we dig around, there's always something new from the research department. So the fact that we can go out this time of year, especially, Jack,
yeah,
and be in nature and go to the woods and go to the parks and go to the beach. We're just talking about that. So what do you have that is related to how we enjoy ourselves in the summertime?
Well, there's a report out of the University of Exeter, which is in the southwest area of England, and it was published in Scientific Reports, funded by the National Health Research. It's like the NIH of England.
Yeah. Right.
And they said that they found that, and they studied 20,000 people, and they found that people who would spend at least 2 hours in nature a week were significantly more likely to report good health and higher psychological well-being than those who didn't visit nature at all during the average week.
Or weren't exposed to it at all.
Yeah, and the 120 minutes was critical because they didn't find any benefits for people who went to the natural town parks, woodlands, county parks, beaches for less than 2 hours. And it didn't have to be 2 hours at a time. if it was just 2 hours over a seven-day period where they were just out there, and I don't know if they're listening to the birds or watching the grass grow or just smelling the oxygen from the trees or whatever it was, if it was at least 2 hours a week, they had a significant... Now, significant is a big word when it comes to research.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like they were more likely to report. No, they were significantly more likely to report good health and higher psychological well-being. And I think, as you pointed out there to begin with, this is the time of the year to really take advantage of that. Now, it doesn't have to be summertime. It just has to be out in nature.
Well, a lot of people love winter activity.
Yeah.
Whether it's skiing. I don't even want to wash my mouth out with soap, but 6 months from now we'll be skiing, or you'll be ice skating, or you'll be whatever the things are. Maybe you go hunting or whatever that whatever you do in the...
Well, that's one of the things I really love about the Intermountain West, especially Utah. The winter sports and the winter enjoyment and the hiking and the camping, even in wintertime with these mountains.
All you have to do is go out your back porch after a snowstorm, and you can slide down the mountain.
Well, that's right. That's right. And we had more snow this last winter. Maybe that's why I'm in such a good mood. We had more snow this last winter than several winters put together. But this is, you know, this is a great idea.
Who's my friend who's now every chance he gets taken off to San Diego? Who's that guy?
Yeah, well, it's
every
summertime. It's summertime.
Right.
The beach.
The living is easy.
There's not a whole lot of beach here. The beach here is the Great Salt Lake, and, you know, you see
itchy.
It once is enough for a thousand years.
It's, you get really itchy. You go. It's like going to the Dead Sea. It's the same thing
Israel.
It's the same.
High salt.
Itchy.
This area out here is the bottom of the bathtub. So for, you know, Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado, Nevada, everything kind of moves in this direction. Because we're the low spot till you get past the Sierra Nevadas into California.
It is, yes, in many ways, more ways than one. Perhaps. Yeah.
Okay.
Green space, though, seriously, not to. This is a very important. Being in nature, understanding how nature works on your physicality, the photosynthetic process, getting bad gases out of the air, having the ability to breathe that pure oxygen, which you can appreciate. People say, oh, the air is better here. Literally, it is better there. It really is. You're not being facetious. It is better there.
Yeah.
So, good report. Thank you. Here's a report for people who have... My niece just found out the other day she had metastatic breast cancer. She's 40, same age as Megan, so like 44. If you're told you got cancer, what do you do? What do you think? What are your friends and family doing for you? You have alternative choices. Jack and I are always talking about alternatives to mainstream medicine. But the best way to find out what to do is to inform yourself. There's a book called Do No Harm with Harmless 714X. 714X, you'll read all about it. Website, go to 714xbook.com and make an informed decision when it comes to cancer and you want to beat it. This is a book you need to read. That's it. Just read it. Figure out for yourself. Do No Harm with Harmless 714X. Use the code DJV for some bonus material and a generous discount on the book. 714xbook.com is the website. The book is Do No Harm. Use the DJV code and to get a good deal. Learn. Education, very important for people who are facing health challenges. 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.